Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Avi Moiri, Ve'imi Moirasi, Sheyichyu, and the schus Refuas, Yochevet Fege, Bas Michal Yudis Basio, Chayachana Bas Olna Adel, Rus Victoria Bas Tehila Rovida, Nesan El Ilan Bas Ben Shena Tzipoira, and the schus Moshe Rabbein Peshadina, Rabbi Son, Moshe Mordechai, Moshe Meir, and Avram Simcha, Miriam Breindel, Bas Golda, Pluma Dali, Bas Chanadina, the Barucha, the Hatzlocha, B'chol Maase Yedeyem, Heim B'chol Anuvim Eleyem, and the Schus Yisachar Ben Rabbi Yechiel Yitzchak Meir. And we're learning a beautiful Shtikel Torah. There was a Torah journal that came out in pre-war Europe called Sha'arei Torah, which was founded by the great Goyim, Rabbi Yitzchak HaKoyim Feigenbaum, who was of Beis Din in Varsha, Ir HaTorah of Varsha. And then afterwards, it was published by a committee of Talmidei Chachamim, headed by Rav Yisrael Isra HaKoyim Feigenbaum, Rav Yitzchak's son, founder's son. And I used to like to go to the Hebrew University Library, the Sifriya Leumit, in Givat Ram, many years ago, before the advent of computers. And there I would somehow satisfy, to a certain extent, my appetite for Sfarim, because that's about the biggest library in the world, Judaica library in the world. Another quite a large library on 42nd Street, also in New York, public library. And they have JTS as a big library. Yeshiva University has a big library. Harvard has a huge library. A lot of libraries, Baruch Hashem. And I would take out the Sha'arei Torah and see. I would have the original, obviously, not on computer. You could hold what people were holding 80 years ago, 90 years ago, 100 years ago. It says in the cover, for a whole year you can get for 10 marks. That's what a subscription costs. And one kuntres costs 1 mark. But the igor, of course, is not how much it costs. But the beautiful Divrei Torah that was published therein. So recently we've been learning the sugya in Maseches Kitten and Bittul HaGet. So it's kedai to see an article. This is written by Shlomo Avram Zechta, who's the author of the Bikurei Shlomo. And this journal, by the way, this particular one, it's from the year 1917. It's during World War I. The world was aflame at the time they called the Great War, before there was World War II. And the Yidden were just, they just kept learning. And it's just mind-boggling how much people knew, despite the terrible poverty and the oppression and all the gzeiros kashos and just the lack of, you know, people didn't have electricity or running water or food was scarce in many places. So the Yidden just kept knocking away and learning. Amazing. So he writes as follows, Rav Zechta, Nish'alti mibar uryon shayelo sukkah shay medes mishana l'shana. I was asked by a ben Torah who had a sukkah that stood from year to year. V'hayu kvuim b'sorich tfanois ha-sukkah b'choizek. Shem yirtze l'na'aneo isum l'shem sukkah shenis yetzorich l'stor k'tzas mi'adafanos. U'l'kalkel ma'at ha-pul shakis v'ayal ha-sukkah gag osir l'ftorich v'lizko. U'l'achar ha-sukkah sogar ha-gag v'niach ha-fotzim harbe ba-sukkah v'asal lo'itzor kol ha-shana. So this person had a sukkah that stood from year to year, And the schach was very strongly connected with pilshakis. You know what pilshakis is? I have no idea. But something that connected the schach to the walls. And in order to, if you wanted to shake it like you're supposed to do, with Lishma, every year in Nui, he could shake it and do it with Lishma, but that would require him to be soisir ktsas mi'adifanos, to destroy a little bit of the walls and ruin a little bit of the pilshakis. And on top, over the sukkah, there was a roof that was that could open and close. And after sukkahs, it would close the roof and he'd put his objects on the roof. And then it was an oitzer, it was like a storehouse for the whole year. So now the shaila is, a rite originally made it lishma, but maybe making it an oitzer, making it a storehouse, is mevatel the lishma of the sukkah. And if that's true, then you have to be menanea, you have to shake it. And it's a tircha gedayla, and it's a hefsid mammon, and you lose money. So just closing the gag, that's not going to be mevatel the lishma. But mitzad hashimush, that you're doing it la'itzer, it's like bitul biyadayim. It's like you're a mechaber the gagi masmerim, bitul biyadayim, like with nails. So that's the question of the shayel. Is using it net la'itzer during the year, putting stuff over the sukkah on top of the opening, the gag, the roof that they closed over the top of the sukkah, does that make the sukkah like have a din of a storehouse? Because you're storing stuff on top of the sukkah. So the Rav answers, tshuva, l'fi ani yustaiti, yesh l'hoir b'zeh harbe im zeh nikra bitl. There's a lot to talk about if this is called bittul. The yesh loymar the af im osel lechatchila hasuke loitzer kol hashana psula koyer chaim tofrei shlamed hey. So if it's lechatchila made as an oitzer the whole year, and that passes it as a sukkah, like it says in oyer chaim tofrei shlamed hey, mikol mako im benida in didon. He puts on the schach l'shem chag, and then there's a roof over it that is opened up, and then he uses it, opens and closes, and then he uses this gag to store things on top of. That's not called bitloy. And where do I get my logic from? From the Tosis and Gidna, Daf Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis, Divar Maschel, V'sheshes Omar, Einu Chozer Megarish Bo. When he's Mevato the Shliach, he can't be Chozer Megarish, but his get. The question is, why not? Can't give me Mevato the Sefer Torah, the Lishma of the Sefer Torah, so how are you Mevato the Lishma of the get? Why can't you use the get after being Mevato it in the Mevatel the shlichus, why can't you use it again afterwards? Can't be mevatel. It's like you're not mevatel the shema b'sefer Torah. Yerushalayim the kol zman shlo yigia get liyada isha loychoshiv gemar ma'isa. If the get hasn't yet come to the hands of the woman, it's now called the gemar ma'isa. Ad kan tosfis. Until it comes in the hands of the woman, it's not finished yet. So normally, lo asi dibur mevatel maisa. But here, the dibur is mevatel because there was no true maisa yet, because it didn't come into the hands of the woman. Kevin the pashat la toisvis. The besefil toiro. Lo yochel achzor levatel. Imken hu adin ba'as esuka l'shma. Ani yochel lachzor levatel ha l'shma. Gamken abigmar ha-maiseh. Ma maisa sila sa sukha. So sukha also can't be mavata lishma. Because he did a gemar maisa vasiya sa sukha kedina. And shem shemayim is chol on the sukha. So once shem shemayim, just like he can't be mavata lishma of the sefer Torah, can't be mavata lishma of the sukha. So when is it possible l'shem oitzo when you originally made it l'shem oitzo? But when you originally made it l'shem sukkah, you're not mevatel l'shma of the sukkah. Just like you can't be mevatel l'shma of the sefer Torah. Once it's chal shem shemayim ala sukkah, it's pashut that it remains, even if afterwards you store stuff there. You can't be doche that since you made the sukkah, the shem chag, that since you made the sukkah before the chag, and there's no kedusha sukkah yet, it's not called the gemar maisa, and therefore it's doyma the get, that it's not called ksiva lishma gemar maisa until you give her the get. And therefore, Bittul will help even b'dibur v'kol shkeni masala oitzer. So if you, let's say, you made it l'shem sukkah and then you use it l'oitzer, maybe then you can be mevatel it, just like, because it's not finished yet. Just like the get isn't finished, so you give it to the woman here. It's not finished till it becomes sukkahs. So if you're, you can, maybe you could be mevatel before sukkahs, if it never had Kedusha Sukkah chal on it. So now it's not yet Yontif. What are we holding now? We're holding that 2 weeks before, 3 weeks before Sukkahs. So if I'm using it now, for right now there's no Kedusha Sukkah on it. And I'm using it now for an Oitzer. So that's it. It's the Kedusha Sukkah is not chal. Because it's not finished yet until Sukkahs. Just like when you give it to the woman, the get, you write the get for the woman, it's not finished till you give it to her. So, the Bala Bikurei Shloima, Rav Zechta, says, Ze'inai. The Bishleima beget, it's not called the Gemara Maisa, Kevin the Mechusar and the Sin of the Ada Yisha. The Mechusar Maisa, there, it's a Mechusar Maisa, you have to give it to the woman. But a Sukkah, when you made it, Lishma, before Sukkah, it's a Mechusar Zman. The Zman Memelo Kaasya, the Zman comes automatically. So therefore, since it's not mechusar ma'isa, it's only mechusar zman, using it for an oitzer before sukkahs is not mevatel that you built it lishma. If it's in your hands, then it's not called mechusar maisa. It's not called alaksa maisa if you have the ability to do this maisa, like we see in Kedushin 62a. And where it comes automatically, like mechusar zman, that's like biyado, like Tosis in Kedushin says, Samach Dalet Amar Aleph Dibur Maschim Nemun. It helps to know every Tosis and Shas. Since it's called Mechusar Maisa, it's not called Mechusar Maisa. So it's Daim Mamish LeSefer Torah. Daini Yochel LeLachzer LeVatel HaLishma. It's like a Sefer Torah, you can't be Mevatel Lishma, you're also the Sukkah. Once you built it Lishma, you can no longer be Mevatel LeLishma. Lo Asi Dibur Mevatel Maisa. And we can argue with even if he made it as an oitzer, it's still not mevatel the lishma. So here he made the schach l'shem chag, and it has a roof on top of it. That's not called the bittul of the sukkah. Isn't using the gag bittul b'yadayim? Maybe I can say the dibur is not mevatel, but here it's mamish bittul b'yadayim. He's using it for an oitzer. It's just like if he makes it as an oitzer lechatchil, that's not a good sukkah. Now he made it as an oitzer, so he's mevatel the sukkah. Let's say in Chol Hamoed Sukkos he's koveya the gag with nails and he can't open it up, so now it's closed off, so lechoyra that would appear that you would have to shake the schach. He's mevatel the schach b'maisa, maisa, maisa motzi midei maisa, like we see in Kedushin 59b. And here also, since the gag is closed all year round, and he makes the sukkah loitzer, like in our case, even if originally made it l'shem chag, it's bittul b'yadayim. So b'dibur he can't be mevatel, but here he's being mevatel b'yadayim. No, it's not true. The dafkim hayoisim etchilas the sukkah loitzer davi bepsul. Oh, shuv loy mahani mashim moitziachak eches achafotze me'asukah. Oh, imin yaches eschach b'shah shohayo agak sago v'kavua b'masmerim. Oh, loy mahani af mipasachak achagag. Oh, imin dan kem b'shah shahosah asukah. Hayo l'shem chag b'kashus. Achachak achsago agag. Kavua b'masmerim. Imin yachak achafotze b'soichoy. V'ze atzmi shem moitziach masmerim. V'mashem moitziach achafotze b'sukah. Ze atzmi. Choshev chidush dovo. Dafka, if he would make it mitchila, the sukkah l'shem oitzeretz bepsul, then it wouldn't help to take the stuff out of the sukkah. Or if he placed the schach when the roof was closed in kavua b'mesmerim, then opening up the gag wouldn't help. So if he made the sukkah bepsul, and it doesn't help afterwards to remove the stuff from there, or to put aside the roof. In our case, he built it originally b'kashus. Only afterwards he closed the gag, and he put the stuff on top. The very fact that he's removing the nails, and moving the roof aside. That's considered a chidush dava. And that's like shaking the schach. That's considered a mitzvah. That's like nanua aschach. Originally he made it kasher. Then it was passed in between. But now removing the psul is like shaking the schach. So originally you made it b'psul. So then opening the gag afterwards doesn't help. But if when he built the sukkah was b'seder, and afterwards he closed the roof on top, over it, then if he removes the roof, that's enough. Sukkah chozeres l'echshelo. So here what he's doing is, he's put stuff on top of the sukkah, or if he puts stuff inside the sukkah, as long as he removes it, So that's his mice of being machshir the sukkah. And in fact, in the Avnei Nezer, he writes a similar svara. So according to the first Teretz, it's not a... not a bittul of the lishma. All he has to do is move the chafotzin out, and then it becomes kosher again. And before I said that he was putting it on top of the roof. He's actually putting it inside the sukkah. Probably the same would apply if you put it on top of the roof. Also, that's also considered leitzer, the roof that's over the schach. But because it's all part of the same structure, but. The Maisa, he was, but the case here is he was putting it inside the sukkah, and the din is that it's kosher. It's not a bittul of the lishma, because once you move it out, so then you restore the original lishma. It's only when it was originally made loitzer, it's no good. But here it was originally made lishma. Boy, if an acher yesh loymar, kevin the menidon di don ein apso b'schach atzma rak dover acher goyim mikuv neishechet b'sukkah chvatzim harbe b'emsa ashar v'sa loitzo shum hachi lo nizbatel ha'lishma lo nishvazim batel, because it's not the psul in the schach itself, it's a psul in all the stuff you put inside, and that's what makes it like an oitzer, makes it like a storehouse. But now it's not going to be a storehouse anymore, because you're moving it out, and there's not a psul in the schach itself. When is it a problem that it's a psul, if it's built by psul and there's a psul in the schach? It was never a kashra sukkah, or even if it was a kashra sukkah, but the school psul is in the schach, then you would have to do nanua. But here the psul is b'chal not in the schach. It's something else. You just mesir the ma'akev. You mesir the gag, you move the stuff out of the sukkah, and that's it. It's not an oitzer, it's not a gag. So here it's Dover Acher that's Ma'akev, it's the Gag on top that's Ma'akev. So that is, wouldn't require you to shake it.
Let's say wax falls in some letters in the Sefer Torah, and you can't read those letters. So it says in the Sefer Milt Stoko that you're allowed to read the Sefer Torah, not those letters, because those letters you can't see. You're allowed to read other letters, because the Sefer Torah is Be'etzem Kosher. Just this is Davar Chitzoni that's stopping you from reading those letters. So that those letters you can't read. But the other letter, the Sefer Torah, remains Kosher. And there's a tshuva published by Rav Zechta in the Shari Torah, in this journal, in the first volume in Simen Kuf. So here also, it's not a Maisa B'Gufa Sukkah. So again, we have two reasons to be Matir. One is that it was made in Kashrus, and in the meantime it became Lo Itzel, and then you're removing the oitzel, so the kashrus is restored. And number two, it's not in the guf, the psul, isn't in the guf hadavar. The psul isn't something chitzoni. And therefore you remove the psul chitzoni, and now it's automatically kosher again. Especially in our case, a big tircha, you can lose a lot of money. ולכאורה יש לשתות נער בספרסי, יש לדחות ספרסי שכספתי לדיים על הכוס לספר תורה לשמה, דני יכול לבטל לסל לשמה. I wanted to say that it's like a כוס לספר תורה לשמה. Once it's written לשמה, you're not מבטל לשמה. And therefore, you made it originally lishma, the sukkah. You can't come in without the lishma. Just take the stuff out of the sukkah, or move the roof aside, and then you got your sukkah again. Camping without the original lishma. But we can be doicha from the that says in Eirach Chaim. In Tofrei Shlamet Ches, Sif Aleph, in the Ramah. וכל זה לא ימיירי אלא בסוכה שיושב בפעם אחד. אבל אם הזמינה לסוכה ולא יושב על הנסו, עד הזמן עליו מלסה. Says the Shulchan Aruch, says the Ramah, that one builds a sukkah with four walls, so they're all, Shulchan Aruch says, they're all Asur and Muktza, but that's only if you first sat in the sukkah, but if you didn't yet sit in the sukkah, they don't become Muktziah. They don't become holy. Why? Because there's no Chalois. They don't say Azmana Milsa. The Azmana Lav Milsa, just setting it aside is not enough. So until it sits in the sukkah, it doesn't get its kedusha. V'im ken kol zman shelo asa ma'isa sheyeshev alo chalav kedusha. So before sukkahs, you didn't do a ma'isa in the sit in the sukkah. The kedusha is not chal. So it's mechusar adayin ma'isa yeshiva. So since it's lacking the ma'isa yeshiva, it's like the get. The get until it's given to the woman isn't considered lishma. And the sukkah isn't considered lishma until you sit in it. And here, it never got its lishma. Because he didn't sit in it yet. You're right, when he built it, it was lishma, but if he didn't sit in it yet and it didn't get its kedusha, and even if it did last year, but this year it's obviously it lost its kedusha in the meantime. Sukkah doesn't have kedusha after sukkah. So it's built before sukkah, it's before sukkahs, and it didn't, the kedusha wasn't chal yet. So now that there's not no kedusha, it's there's no gemar yet. You're right; it was built to lishma, but there's no gemar until he sits in it once, and he hasn't sat in it yet. So you can be mevatel it by making it an oitzer, just like you can mevatel get until it's given to the woman. All ulam be'emes l'fiyani yustaiti de'im mizeh hasoga. Says the Bikurei Shlomoi, this is not a hasoga. Then he da hakdeshenu chol al hasuka ad sheyeshev bo adam mikol mokom havi kmo hamakdish eze dover al tenai she'elech el beisra v'chadoy mitenai achir. Let's say you're makdish something al tenai that I'm going to go to your house or another tenai. Then I'm going to mirlik work m'sir lehejed al tenai zeh. The moral tenai behakdish. We say that the saying is like it's like a mesira lehedjer, it's like giving it over to a hedjer. And it becomes hekdesh. It's more of a hekdesh if it's stuck with seen a darim chavav. Okay, who had been yodin didan? Skipping a little bit in the simon. Who had been yodin didan? Gam can have yosef lishma hekdesh al tanai. Making it lishma was like hekdesh al tanai. It's like making it tonight. When I go in, so the Shem Shemayim is going to be Chal. So that's not called Im Ken Lom Mikim Mechusar Maisa Kevin Jakopanim Chol HaSukah L'Shema. Be Hekdesh Al Tanai. So this is Hekdesh Al Tanai Shechus Bachalkach. So when afterwards he goes in, and the Hekdesh is going to be Chal. Because Hekdesh Al Tanai is Chal. Even Hekdesh Al Tanai, we say Mamira the Gavork and the Sivala Hedit. And this is also Al Tanai, so in the middle, the moment he sits in it, the Kiddush is Chal. So if he wants to remove one of the walls before Sukkos, so it's not yet holy, he can take it away. Now we're talking, we're asking if on sukkahs he can sit in this sukkah, is it going to be a kashrut sukkah? Or is he mevatel by making it to an oitzer? The answer is no. He made it al tanai, and the second he sits in it on sukkahs, the tanai is chal, and it's he was mekayim the tanai, and the sukkah has kedusha. And it's not like a get. The get, mamish isn't finished till he gives it to her, but here it's finished. He just has to be mekayim the tanai, sitting in the sukkah, but the shem shemayim in the sukkah is finished. He's mekayim tanai, and then it's a chal, and then it's chal. So the Gaon is ma'arich in this siman, and hopefully he's zochah to continue and learn more of what he says. In the meantime, we will conclude here and give ourselves a bracha. We should be zochah. Lo modu olam ed lishem v'las l'kayim is kol v'esam toras v'yahava. And we should be zochah to bring back all the tzaddikim to life who taught us so much Torah over the generations, and not to forget them. And if we never heard of them, to hear of them, then not to forget them. Can't forget what you never remembered. Very, very big inyan to keep alive the Torah and the teachings of so many great people who are in Gan Eden, that they're Yusuf Seisem Dovah Bakeva. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetie.